it is indeed a tragic situation occurring here in Namibia. The problem is the scourge of baby dumping is quite widespread, such that according to the information that our organization have collected, newborn baby dead ones are discovered thrown in the refuse dump, and they are discovered by workers there. And this is not in Windhoek alone. I'm sure if we add the figures to other urban areas and cities, the magnitude of the problem is pretty serious, indeed tragic.
Why are mothers finding themselves in such desperate situations that they feel like they have no other alternative but to disregard their baby?
There are various cultural, social, and economic reasons for this scourge. These include high unemployment levels, abject poverty, and the fact that abortion is in fact illegal, except in two cases when the mother's life is threatened and where rape has occurred. Otherwise, abortion is illegal in the country. Other factors, such as socio-cultural factors, a girl, for example, gets pregnant, she will have to carry out an abortion or to baby dump, to dump her baby, because she's afraid to be excluded from school, or she's afraid to be named and shamed. So there are various factors contributing to this scourge of baby dumping here in Namibia.
As a proponent of human rights, what is your organization doing to try to help women in these situations?
Other than just encouraging them through civic education programs, that there is, after all, help. They need to go to hospitals. They need to report to police stations. There is nothing else we can do. And besides that, our resources are so minimal such that we can only do little with the available resources. There is not really much we can do other than try to give civic education programs here and there.
I understand that Namibia's Ministry of Gender Equality and Child Welfare Agency, they are very aware of this situation, and in its plan of action on gender-based violence, they really want to address this. What are some of the things that they are doing?
If they were doing anything at all on the ground, then the problem of baby dumping wouldn't have been such a very serious problem as it is now. Without denying that they have a plan of action to try to curb the problem, I would rather have mentioned the fact that they do not have trained personnel in order to either counselors and other people who can help them to curb the problem. They do not have that. Either they do not pay much attention, they do not invest quite a lot of funds as necessary into this project, or they are just talking and they are doing little, in fact, on the ground.